This is 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. Good morning, I'm John Norton. Turns out kids do miss school. Well, at least most of them. The coronavirus pandemic has forced Bloomington Normal grade school and middle school students and teachers to interact in online classrooms. I asked three of them to grade the online experience and tell us how the pandemic has changed their lives, including Haley Martin. She's a seventh grader at Thomas Metcalf School in Normal. She says learning online lets her study at her own pace.
Because the teachers provide like all kinds of websites and games to explore. And who wouldn't like learning in their pajamas? I love learning in my pajamas.
Martin says she feels grateful for the structure that even virtual learning brings, though she does miss being in the building with friends and other students.
I had a bond with all my like friends, and we would always like bring each other's attitude up and be positive. So I do miss them, but like I can FaceTime them.
Across town from Metcalf School is Washington Elementary in Bloomington, a building more than a century old. Presidential candidate Adlai Stevenson II went there as a kid. So did fifth grader Dow Marshak Valentin. At least until the pandemic. Valentin says he misses being in the storied building at State and Washington Streets.
It's better than the video call because I can see the teachers or my friends better, and I can talk to them better.
Both Unit 5 and District 87 schools had spring break about the time the pandemic came down. Valentin said some teachers were especially good about keeping students engaged, even at the start of the closure, when everyone was trying to figure out how this was supposed to work.
Every day at 9:35 to 9:50, we all connect to the Zoom meeting. We do something fun, maybe. We also hang out and talk to each other about stuff. We've recently been doing Kahoot games.
I don't really miss the school thing. I miss, like, the people there.
Nia Thompson is a sixth grader at Bloomington Junior High and says she's frustrated at having to stay in the house most of the day.
I miss my friends, and I miss, like, one of my teachers.
Thompson says at first, staying at home felt like a vacation or snow day. Unlike Dow, Campbell says she wasn't connecting with other students through the teachers. She says she misses them, but she's adjusted.
Like I'll call them or I'll text them.
Some kids are doing FaceTime or doing Zoom or things like that.
Yeah, FaceTime.
Some students say they're surprised to think they're learning just as much online as in the classroom. Metcalf 7th grader Haley Martin is one of those. But Martin says not having teachers to turn to immediately can be a challenge. Nia Thompson says she feels she's learning less through distance learning. So does Dow Valentin.
Some classmates don't do the assignments, but if we were in school, then they would be forced to do the assignments.
The pandemic has unsettled many adults, but none of the students we talked with said they were alarmed. Nia said she and her friends don't talk a lot about it, but it did become real to her once it arrived in Bloomington. Haley Martin concedes the damage the virus has done can be unsettling.
But I know that, like, since we're staying inside, we most likely won't get it. And if we just keep washing our hands and following all the protocol, then we'll do fine.
Dow Valentin says he hasn't really talked about the coronavirus with friends, just with family.
It is pretty scary that, like, people can die. Like, maybe one of my grandfather might. It is kind of scary.
Valentin says he's mostly rolling with it. He says he was mostly an indoor kid, but has found that he enjoys playing outside now that he has a lot more time not being in the school building all day. Valentin says he's also sad to be missing the final grade school talent show and orchestra before school, as well as patrol. If school opens in the fall, he'll be going on to Bloomington Junior High.
It does make me feel pretty sad that the 1 year we're not coming back to this school, that this all needs to happen.
Dow says the only surprise to extended online learning for him is that just one of his teachers regularly uses video conferencing. Haley Martin says the length of the school day is a surprise to her.
I thought it was going to take much longer to learn, but actually through what they give you, it doesn't take a lot of time to study it and practice it.
Martin says she also believes elements of e-learning are a viable replacement to in-school work. She says what she is learning is the same. It's just taught differently. I'm John Norton.